views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the first show of Blue Heron Wisdom in the new year of 2013. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. So we're more than a week into the new year now. It's hard to believe. And I don't know about you, but my thoughts are still on what I want to create in my life and in the world for this coming year. I had a big aha moment on Friday night that's really helped me to get clear on what that is for me. And I'm still working on how I want to bring that into being. So what about you? What do you want to create in the coming year? I want you to still continue to think about that. If you haven't already settled on that, now is a great time to really get clear on what it is that you want to invite into your life for this coming year. Today, I'm going to be talking with Tal Ben-Shahar, who's the author of Happier, which is a guide for creating happiness in your daily life. And we'll be talking with Tal in a few minutes. But first, I want to give you an update on what's been going on for me during this past week and this first week of the new year. So as I just mentioned, I had this big aha a few days ago. And over the past several months, I've been really struggling with getting clear on what the message is that I'm meant to bring to the world. And you probably heard some of that frustration as I shared my experience in Edinburgh in November. So I've had clarity for a while on how I was going to bring my message, which was through shows like this one, Blue Heron Wisdom, as well as workshops and public speaking. But exactly what my message was remained really nebulous for me. And I had lots of ideas and directions like happiness that we're talking about today and gratitude and dealing with perfectionism. But I hadn't been able to really crystallize it so that I could really, really understand and explain to others what I was trying to create. And I'm so relieved because now I know. In a nutshell, it's change yourself, heal the world. As we're moving into this new era and into a new year, I was getting more and more input that my mission is not just about helping you to feel better as an individual, but for you to be happier or less anxious, which is part of it, but not all of it. The other piece was that as you start to feel better and approach life from a place of happiness and peace and compassion, the world benefits. You're healing the world by healing yourself. And it made me think of the mission statement from Robert Holden's Happiness Project. And I'm just going to share it with you now because it's really resonated with me since I first heard it. And I want to bring it up again for you. It is because the world is so full of suffering that your happiness is a gift. It is because the world is still so full of poverty that your wealth is a gift. It is because the world can be so unfriendly that your smile is a gift. It is because the world is so full of war that your peace of mind is a gift. It is because the world is in such despair that your hope and optimism is a gift. It is because the world is so afraid that your love is a gift. So this really speaks to, as we start to embody these traits and emotions within ourselves, we spread it to the world. And that is how I intend to focus for this coming year. So with that reminder that our happiness helps to heal the world, let's introduce today's guest who has wonderful information on being happier. Tal Ben-Shahar is an author and lecturer teaching at the Interdisciplinary Center, and I know I won't pronounce it correctly, Herzliya. And he taught the largest course at Harvard on positive psychology and the third largest on the psychology of leadership with a total of over 1,400 students. Tal consults and lectures around the world to executives in multinational corporations, Fortune 500 companies, educational institutions, and the general public. Topics include leadership, education, ethics, happiness, self-esteem, resilience, goal setting, and mindfulness. He's the author of the international bestsellers Happier and Being Happy, which have been translated into 25 languages. An avid sportsman, Tal won the U.S. Intercollegiate and Israeli National Squash Championships, which he talks about in his book Happier. And he obtained his PhD in organizational behavior and BA in philosophy and psychology from Harvard. So let's welcome Tal Ben-Shahar to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Tal.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I'm really happy to have you here. As we talked prior to the show earlier this week, I have been really focused on happiness, both in my own life and as as a catalyst for other people being happier for the past year plus. And I taught a workshop. An 8-week-long happiness workshop about a year ago. And your book was one of my sources of information and inspiration to bring to that course. And so I'm really, really excited to be able to talk more about it with you, where lots more people can get that information on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, I must say I was intrigued by your introduction when you were talking about the New Year resolution, and you said, heal self or help yourself heal the world. And, the connection between helping oneself and helping others is probably the most powerful connection there is in terms of attaining happiness. Because when you help yourself, you are healing the world. And the other way around as well, when you're healing the world, when you help others, you're also helping yourself. So what we're doing here is we're creating potentially an upward spiral where we grow when we help the world, we help the world and we grow and so on and so on.
And I love that you talked about it in reverse as well, because I think that, the whole concept of, if you're feeling down or depressed, then go and help somebody and you'll feel better. That's been kind of well known. But I think that the reverse, which was the piece I had talked about in the beginning of the show, we viewed as selfishness, is that if we want to feel better or be happier and we want to focus on our own happiness, we view it as selfishness. And that's why I read the mission statement from Robert Holden, because it really is a gift to the world. And so it's nice to have both components of it.
Very much so. I often ask my students, which teacher would you rather have? A teacher who comes to class every day, stands in front of you, very unhappy, does it out of a sense of duty because they feel that they have to, or a teacher that is excited and just can't wait to share his or her ideas with you? And the obvious answer, it's a rhetorical question, is of course I'd like a teacher who's excited. In other words, I'd like a teacher who's selfish, who's there because he or she really wants to be there.
I love that. And I will tell you this is very personal to me, and I think that we all, people like you, people like me, we do this work because we're healing ourselves too. And, my whole thing with doing this radio show, I've been doing it since the beginning of September, and it felt very selfish to me. I felt really called to do it, and I love doing it, and it's so much fun that it almost felt like, I shouldn't be having so much fun doing this. and so what you said is really exactly what it is, right? Because I can hear how, and you know, I mean, it puts it in a different perspective, because now I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about somebody else, or I'm thinking about somebody else. And yeah, I would rather have a teacher that was really excited about what they were doing, right? So, so thank you for that. That helps me feel better about it, too.
Great. And I think it really is unfortunate that people equate, you know, if you look even in some of the dictionaries or the thesaurus, you put in selfishness and you get immorality, evil, bad, among other words. And it's unfortunate, because we're by equating the two, we're not only hurting ourselves, we are also hurting others. We're limiting our potential to contribute.
Well, it's so true, because really, I mean, I think about my path to where I am now, and everything that I have to give has come through my own personal growth and my own learning. Whereas if I hadn't given myself the opportunity to do that, you know, I wouldn't have anywhere near what I have to share now. So it's so true.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, exactly. So, I wanted to ask you about, you know, your interest in positive psychology and happiness. And I also realize that we're getting close to coming up on a break now. So I'm going to save that question till after we come back. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear about why Tal got interested in positive psychology and happiness. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Oh.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today my guest is Tal Ben-Shahar, the author of Happier, as well as several other books on happiness and positive psychology. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find you and your books, Tal. So could you give your contact info for our listeners?
Sure. My website is just myname.com, talbenshahar.com.
Okay, great. And people can buy books there. They're also available on Amazon, I'm assuming.
Yes, that's
Great. Well, before we went to the break, I said I was going to ask you about how you got interested in positive psychology and happiness in particular. So I'd love for you to share that.
Sure. So actually, I became interested in happiness because of my own unhappiness. So I found myself as an undergraduate in college, studying at Harvard, computer science, doing very well academically, doing well in athletics. I played squash on the team, doing well socially, and being unhappy. And it didn't make sense to me because looking at my life from the outside, everything looked great. But from the inside, it didn't feel that way. You know, and I distinctly remember one very cold Boston morning, February, I got up and went to my academic advisor and told her that I'm switching course. And she said, what to? And I said, I'm leaving computer science and moving over to philosophy and psychology so that I can answer two questions. First question is, why aren't I happy? Second question, how can I become happier? And it's with these two questions that I then went on to study my undergraduate as well as a graduate school. So it's a personal search that became my profession, what I see as my calling.
And you know, I mean, that echoes what we were talking about before the break, too, with me, how, you know, my own growth is what I have to offer. And it also reminds me of, I talked about Robert Holden at the beginning, and I did a coaching happiness certification program with him. And he talks about that the Happiness Project, which was filmed by the BBC about 15 years ago, came out of his question, why isn't Robert Holden happy? So I love that, you know, our own unhappiness leads us to help others learn how to be happier too. So I think it really is a gift to the world for us to figure that out and share it with others. So thank you for being unhappy when you were younger.
I would have said it's my pleasure, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. And I laughed too because this is my second career and I spent 25 years in software development and my undergraduate degree is in computer science. And so I'm listening to your story and I'm going, okay, you figured it out 20 years before I did. Now, so am I a slow learner? I guess I must be. But I'm glad you figured it out because your books are really very helpful. So, you know, one of the things that I love about your books as well is that you talk not only about anecdotal information about how to be happier, but you talk about scientific information about why this creates happiness or scientific studies that show that certain activities create more happiness. And what would you say is, one practice that where there's really overwhelming evidence that practice creates greater happiness?
Yes, if I may mention a couple, but before I do that, the distinguishing characteristic of the field of positive psychology, which is the science of happiness, is its reliance on scientific evidence, on research, and a lot of the things in the field of positive psychology are similar to what we read about in self-help books, but there are some things that are different. So here are a few things that most people would know. Physical exercise, for example.
Right.
There's more and more research showing that regular physical exercise is equivalent in its impact to our most powerful psychiatric medication, whether it's in dealing with anxiety, with depression. Very helpful when it comes to attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity, and it works in many cases as well, if not better, than psychiatric medication. It also helps people who are doing okay, just to become happier. So as little as 3 times a week, 30 minutes each time of physical exercise is, to my mind, the first thing that a person who would like to become happier should do. Second, also keeping a journal, writing about difficult experiences or writing about peak experiences, highlights in our life. That contributes a great deal, interestingly, to our psychological well-being, no less so to our physical well-being. So our immune system actually strengthens when we write about the difficulties we're going through, or
that's interesting,
or through happy experiences. And it helps even more so than talking about these things, and it certainly helps a lot more than just ruminating,
thinking about
these things, which actually usually leads us in a downward spiral.
Right.
So, going to our computer screen or opening a physical journal and writing down helps a great deal. And also,
can I ask a question about that? Because my experience has been, and I know somebody told me this years ago, and I can't tell you who or what their evidence was, but that the act of physically writing longhand is better for that than actually typing is. And do you know anything about that, if that's true or not?
There isn't actual evidence to back that up, especially not in the younger generation, because it's just like, we may feel more comfortable reading the physical newspaper, for kids in their teens, or for young adults in their 20s. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I wondered if there was a kinesthetic component to it, of the actual movement of doing handwriting versus typing. But that might just be I was going to say old wives' tale, but it can't be too old of a wife. A new wives' tale. Not true. Yeah, so I hope I didn't interrupt your train of thought. That was just something that came to mind that I wanted to ask about.
Yeah, so and another thing, and again, this is something that many people talk about, and there is actually real evidence to show that, is expressing gratitude. So writing down, this is actually talking about things for which you are grateful. As a family, we do this. We do this every Friday night when my family gets together, or during another night in the week. We share. We go around the table and we share the things for which we're grateful, big things or little things. And over time, the kids have come to love it, and now they demand that we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's a great way to start a meal, and it also has an effect on the rest of the week. So not just on that particular moment. People who regularly express gratitude are not just happier and more optimistic, they're also kinder toward other people, they're more successful, and they're, again, physically healthier. So their immune system is stronger.
Well, it's interesting because, I mentioned that I did this 8-week happiness workshop a year ago. And a couple months ago, I did a show where I interviewed some of the participants who had been in that workshop. And at that point, it would have been like 9 months earlier. And I asked them, what was the one practice that they took away that they continued doing? And gratitude journal was every single person said that. And I find it just personally so true as well, that it just, it can shift my mood in
a moment of being focused on what is right in my life and how much is right compared to how much seems wrong at the moment. And one of my participants said she has a small child who's 5 or 6, and that they put on their refrigerator a one of those little mini whiteboards, and every day they write on that, each one of them, herself, her husband, and her son, what they're grateful for. It's kind of like you sharing around the dinner table. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's really a great way to do it.
Yeah. You know, in another practice, one of my favorites, just because it's so simple and so accessible to all of us, even right now at this moment, is our physical posture. So there's research by Harvard Business School professor Amy Cuddy, who shows that sitting down for 2 minutes with a positive posture. So it could be with your hands up or with your shoulders back, just being in that posture for a couple of minutes actually changes the our chemistry.
So she did a TED Talk, didn't she?
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw her TED Talk. That was fabulous.
Yeah, so small changes in our posture. You know, we're sitting in a meeting in the workplace, and we want to change how we feel. Just change the way you sit. It even applies to how we shake hands. You know, if you shake hands, you know, limply, you communicate a message to the person you're shaking hands with, but also to yourself. So shaking hands with assertiveness, or you know how we walk, how we carry ourselves. Another related intervention is deep breathing. You know, when we breathe deeply, even 3 deep breaths can make a very big difference in terms of how we feel about ourselves, about the world.
Well, I think that's a great list of places to start, and it's once again our break time. So I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. When we come back, Tal and I will talk more about happiness and maybe come up with some other things that you can do on a daily basis. And we'll also find out about Tal's most recent book. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today I'm talking with Tal Ben Shahar, the author of Happier, as well as a few other books. And I want to use that lead-in to talk about your newest book, Tal. So share the title of your new book.
It's called Choose the Life You Want.
And say a little bit about what it's about.
Well, you know, in my first book, Happier, I talked about the major decisions in our life, the things that are deeply meaningful to us that can provide us with a deep sense of happiness, such as where do we choose to work, who do we choose as our partner or friends, what do we choose to study. So these are the big decisions that we make a few times, hopefully during our lives. But in Choose the Life You Want, I focused on the small choices that we make, the choices that we have literally at every moment in our life, such as the choices that I spoke about earlier, being do I sit up straight or stooped? How do I carry myself? Am I grateful for what I have, or do I take for granted what I do? Am I mindful? Do I focus on the present, on what I have right now, whether it's my emotions or conversation or people, or am I distracted? It's the moment by moment choice that each I see as a metaphorical brick, and these bricks together form the path of our life.
So in the book Choices, you're talking about that concept. Do you have specific practices in that book that you help people be more mindful or be more are more conscious about the choices they're making?
Yes. So first of all, what I do in the book is I actually list 101 choices that we have. Many of them we have at every moment in our life. And then what I talk about is, okay, so the key here is not to make the choice as much as it is to know that we have a choice. Because once right. I know that my choice is between being grateful or taking for granted, the path that I'll take is obvious. Of course, it's better to be grateful, but I need to be reminded of it. And what right. we need to do is to give ourselves constant reminders. One of the tools that I use, again, very simple, is to wear a bracelet, a very simple string bracelet that when I have it on reminds me of a particular choice. So, for example, the bracelet that I currently wear reminds me of the choice to be between being somber and serious versus being playful. Because I wanted to bring more playfulness to life, and so I have this bracelet reminding me. Before that, I had a bracelet which reminded me of being present, focusing on the here and now more often. So each time I see it, I'm reminded of whatever choice I'm working on at a particular time.
You know, I really love that. I don't know if you're familiar with A Complaint-Free World. Have you read that book?
No, I have not.
So his whole thing is about, you know, moving away from complaining. And he uses a bracelet that you switch from wrist to wrist every time you complain to make you conscious of. Yes. So it's the same idea, just broader, that you can
Very
use
good.
It for anything. So I love that.
Yeah, and today also we have, you know, we have technology which we can use toward reminding us. So I can, you know, on my Outlook, I can press repeat for whatever message I want to send myself, whether it's to live with integrity or to be humble or to be nice to people. And over time, as I remind myself and act on that reminder, it becomes literally second nature. And when I say literally, it actually is imprinted in our neural pathways.
Right.
So it becomes a natural, the natural way to behave for me.
Right. So you're creating a new neural pathway every time you're reminded of it and every time you act on it.
And reinforcing it every time I act on it.
That's great. I love that. I always like having these practical ways that we can do things because I think so many times people feel overwhelmed by, you know, I know that I don't feel the way that I want to, but I don't know how to shift it or change it. And having these practices that really are not difficult, that you know, anyone can do, don't take a lot of time, but laying them out so somebody can say, I don't know how to do this. Oh, here's how I can do this. Mm-hmm. I think is just great. I think that is so helpful for when we're feeling stuck. And I know that I heard the other day this idea of, you know, when we're intending to change something, even if we just make a small change, if what we want is a big change, even if we just make a small change in that direction, within a year's time, we're going to end up closer to where we wanted to go than we are today, even by just making a small shift.
Yes, the key here is to start acting in the direction that we are to start embarking on that journey, because once we start, it gains inertia, a life of its own, and we're much more likely to continue.
Right, and it's, you know, from my belief system, then we also get supported by the universe or our higher self or God or spirit or whatever we want to call it when we start moving in that direction as well.
Yes.
So we get support not only internally but from something greater than ourselves.
Mm.
And it makes it that much easier.
Yes.
To move in that direction.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you also about an earlier book that you had written, The Pursuit of Perfect, and how does that apply to happiness?
Yeah, so that book came out of a personal experience or experiences that I had after I started to teach a class on happiness. So, for example, there was one instance where I was having lunch in one of the dorms, one of the dining halls at Harvard, when a student came to me and said, Tal, I hear you're teaching a class on happiness. And I said, yeah, on positive psychology. And he said, my roommates are taking your class. And I said, that's great. And then he said, but you know, Tal, now that you're teaching this class, you've got to watch out. And I said, what? And he said, Tal, you've got to be careful. And I said, why? And he said, because if I see you unhappy, I'll tell my roommates. And I actually used that in class the following day when I told my students, I said, the last thing in the world I want you to think is that I experience a constant high or perfect happiness, or that you by the end of the semester will experience perfect happiness. There are only two kinds of people who do not experience painful emotions such as disappointment or sadness or anger or envy or anxiety. Two kinds of people. The first type are the psychopaths.
Right.
And the second type of person who doesn't experience is dead. So if we experience emotions, it's actually a good sign.
Yes.
Not a psychopath and we're alive. And the paradox is that when we give ourselves the permission to be human, the permission to experience these painful emotions, we're actually much more likely to overcome these emotions and to open ourselves up to pleasurable emotions. The permission to be human is really the foundation of a happy life. And this is the topic of my book on perfectionism.
And, you know, it just reminds me of kind of a little bit more traditional psychotherapy, and maybe this isn't so traditional, but, you know, there's that saying, what we resist persists. And what that says is that as long as I resist feeling that emotion, it's going to be there waiting for me to process it through and allow it to go through. And the way that we get back to happiness is by allowing ourselves to feel the full range of whatever it is that we feel.
That's right. And it's not always easy because having a painful emotion is painful.
Yes.
By definitions. And the key is really to accept it, to truly, genuinely accept it.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right, it's not always an easy thing to do because as human beings, we push away from pain and go towards pleasure. And so if we think it's going to be painful, it's not an easy thing always to allow ourselves to feel that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here and sharing all of your wisdom about happiness with our listeners today. And before we take a break, can you give one more time how people can get more information about your books?
Sure. So on my website, it's talbenshahar, one word, .com, talbenshahar.com. And I have information about my books, about online courses that I offer, as well as other information.
Great. Well, thank you so much. This is Laura Longley with Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll share what I learned from being blocked prior to my epiphany on Friday night and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday each week at 10 a.m. Pacific and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.bluehairandwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Tal Ben-Shahar, author of the book Happier, as well as several other books on happiness. And I really encourage you to go to Tal's website, talbenshahar.com, or Amazon and look for his books, because they really are very useful tools for creating more happiness in your life every day. Some ways to get more information on happiness: you can follow me on Facebook at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And I have a LinkedIn group, Authentic Happiness. So that's open to anyone on LinkedIn. And of course, my website is blueheronwisdom.com. So I wanted to share with you a little bit about this aha moment that I had that I shared at the beginning of the show, and the blockages that I was feeling prior to that happening, and the learning that I got from being blocked over the last couple of months from having this discovery that I wanted so much. And one of the, well, I will say probably the biggest lesson in it for me was around setting expectations. And this was true for me during the month that I was in Edinburgh in November. As you may recall, I went to Edinburgh for a month, and I viewed it as a spiritual journey. And I kept expecting to have some big epiphany. And I got more and more frustrated and upset the longer I was there, and that didn't happen. So that was about having a certain expectation of what was going to show up, when it was going to show up, and the way it was going to look. And it was a very similar thing for coming to clarity around what my message was that I wanted to bring to the world. And I have felt right on the verge of it ever since I was in Edinburgh. I knew that it was like right there. And in my mind, I somehow thought it was going to happen either by the solstice, 1221, or by New Year's Day. And guess what? It didn't. And I was talking to my therapist on Wednesday, the day after New Year's Day. And she is such a wise, wise woman. I love her dearly. And I told her this, about this expectation. And she said, well, the universe doesn't listen to when you think something needs to be delivered. It's not like you place an order and say, please give me this insight by this date. And that did a couple of things for me. Number one, it made me aware I was once again trying to control how this happened. That's what expectations are about, is trying to control. The other thing that it did for me was the reason I was trying to control it and have it happen within a certain time period is because I was feeling anxious that I didn't know my direction. And so I felt this sense of urgency about it. And having her give me kind of that mirror to show me what was going on with me, it gave me permission to say, you know what, I believe in divine order. I believe in perfect time, and that this will show up when it's meant to show up. And I don't need to try and control when that is. And gee, guess what? 2 days later is when I had my epiphany. So I want you to take this away with you, these learnings that I had from it that lead into this light bulb moment for this week, which is when you're setting, it's either when you're setting an intention, or I guess it is really around intention, because my intention was for clarity on this issue. When you're setting an intention, let go of your expectations about it. You don't know when it's going to show up. You don't know how it's going to show up. You don't know what it's going to look like. Just trust that it will show up, and trust that you will recognize when it does. Another big learning for me that started for me in Scotland was learning to relax and let things unfold in divine time. Let things happen on the timeline of spirit, not on my timeline.
And I tell you, that has brought me so much peace of mind to be able to do that. And I really wish that for you as well. And the other thing that's related, but not exactly the same, but it's related, is the other place I've been coming to around intentions, and I've been thinking about this a lot because it's the beginning of the year. And many, many of us, you know, either make New Year's resolutions, which I really hate that word, or we set goals or intentions for the coming year. And I think it's perfectly fine to lay out what our intentions are. And where I'm coming to is that I'm intending for feeling states that I want to create in myself and to create in the world. I'm not intending for specifics. So I'm not intending for things like, what's a good example? I'm not intending for the economy to be better. I'm not intending for murder rate to go down. I mean, these are all things I would like, but I'm not intending for specific outcomes. I'm intending for things like peace of mind, love, compassion, and those things being expressed in the world, not just within myself. And that is the other thing that I've become very clear on, that when we set our intentions, including in it or having the basis of it be that we want to create a certain feeling, a certain environment for ourselves and in the world. So that's today's light bulb moment. Don't set expectations. Learn to relax and let things unfold as they're meant to, and intend for feeling states, not specific circumstances or outcomes. I want to share with you something that I've got going for the new year that might be of use to you. We're shifting gears a little bit here, but still within the realm of intentions. If one of your intentions for 2013 is to really discover what your purpose is and what your right livelihood is, what you're supposed to be doing as a career, then I have a couple of things to give you that are available to you to help you with that. I have available for free a video that is of a one-hour workshop that I did in 2012 on discovering your ideal career. And you can get that simply by giving your email address. You'll get emailed the link to it, and you get not only it's an hour-long video, but also the PowerPoint slides from it and the handout that gives you the step-by-step process to discovering your ideal career. And if you feel like you want some help with it, that it's not a self-paced sort of thing for you to do, then I'm also offering for January a 25% discount on my career coaching package, my ideal career discovery package, which is 4 individual sessions, a workbook, exercises in between, audio recordings of your sessions. And it takes place over a period of 6 weeks, 4 sessions over 6 weeks. And again, you can get that by either one of these. You can get the link to by either going to blueheronwisdom.com or blueheronwisdomradio.com. And so if you're thinking that this is the year to really figure out what you're supposed to be doing from a career perspective, that's for you. Would love to get your feedback on the show, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or comment on my blog at blueheronwisdom.com. I want to thank my guest today, Tal Ben-Shahar, for sharing all of his wisdom on ways to be happier. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. As always, I had a great time and learned a lot. Join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Andrea Evans. She's a fellow certified happiness coach. I met her at the Happiness Coaching Certification. And she's the host of The Happy Hour on 1180 a.m. in Philadelphia. Tune in next week to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for even more info on how you can be happier and heal the world. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.